Welcome to Managing Myeloma. My name is Shaji Kumar. I'm a consultant in hematology at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Today, I will be reviewing the results of the data that looked at the use of venetoclax as a targeted therapy for relapsed and refractory multiple myeloma. As you know, patients with multiple myeloma continue to relapse despite all the effective therapies that have become available over the past decade. As a result, we continue to need new therapies, especially those that are targeted towards the disease biology, in order to continue to improve the outcome of patients with myeloma. Venetoclax is a small molecule that is targeted to inhibit BCL2 protein. Now, the BCL2 family of proteins play a key role in the myeloma cell survival, especially in the face of multiple therapies that these patients receive. In the preclinical studies, we noticed that the BCL2 inhibition can result in myeloma cell death, and this led to development of a phase 1-2 trial which looked at venetoclax in patients with relapsed and refractory multiple myeloma. In this phase 1 trial, we enrolled a total of 66 patients with relapsed multiple myeloma with a median of 5 prior lines of therapy, with some as many as 14 prior lines. Patients received escalating doses of venetoclax during the phase 1 portion, and once we reached a phase 2 recommended dose, we moved on to a dose expansion phase, which enrolled additional patients at the maximally tolerated dose. What we found in this study was, despite this significant prior therapies in this group of patients, we found an overall response rate about 21%. When we specifically looked at the 30 patients who had a translocation 11-14, the overall response rate was 40%. Now, the reason why we specifically looked at the 11-14 translocated patients is based on the preclinical data suggesting that these patients may be exclusively sensitive to BCL2 inhibition. So here's the first instance where the preclinical observations have clearly translated into clinical results. It is also very important when we look at the depth of response. Out of these 40% of patients with 11-14 translocation who had a response, nearly two-thirds of these patients had a very good partial response or better. This is especially significant when we think about this group of patients. 75% of these patients who had received prior immunomodulatory drug or bortezomib or a transplant, and in fact 67% of these patients were refractory to both an immunomodulatory drug, lenalidomide, as well as bortezomib, suggesting that this is a heavily pretreated group of patients. Despite this, we were able to see deep responses to single-agent venetoclax, highlighting the efficacy of this drug in a specific subcategory of patients with the translocation 11-14. Now, based on the preclinical studies, we also have a sense of what is the biology underlying these 11-14 patients. And based on that, we did some additional biomarker studies in this clinical trial, especially looking at the ratio of the BCL-XL expression as well as the MCL1 expression. What we found was that in patients with a high BCL-XL expression and low MCL expression, the drug was even more efficacious. So of the 9 patients who had a favorable profile with the BCL-XL, 8 out of those 9 patients actually responded to therapy, suggesting that we may be able to develop a biomarker-based strategy for utilizing this agent in patients with relapsed disease. So I think the key messages from this clinical trial is venetoclax is an active agent, especially in patients with 11-14 translocation, and particularly among those group of patients with a biomarker that suggests a profile with high BCL-XL and a low MCL1. Now, these identification of the biomarkers will have two roles. One, it will allow us to identify patients in whom single agent therapy can be utilized. It'll also give us a better sense of the biology of the disease so that it will allow us to study combinations that can overcome the resistance because of this unfavorable profile. So clearly there are some challenges that are remaining. Right now, the next steps include getting a better sense of venetoclax alone or in particularly in combination with dexamethasone in patients with 11-14 translocation. But also we are looking at combinations of venetoclax with both bortezomib as well as monoclonal antibodies and other proteasome inhibitors in the setting of relapsed disease. We also need to look at this drug in combination with the currently used triplets in patients with newly diagnosed myeloma. So quite a bit of work that needs to be done, but the initial signals are very encouraging. Thank you for viewing this activity.